looked at her and I said, excuse me. And I took off. I ran up to my room and I clicked all the locks on the door, put the do not disturb, you know, click, 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 click. I jumped on the bed, opened my Bible and said, God, talk to me.
Aloha and welcome to Words of New Hope, coming your way from New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Today, Pastor Wayne will continue from the 11th chapter of Hebrews, sometimes referred to as the Hall of Faith. We'll look at some of the great heroes of faith mentioned in Hebrews 11 and see if there's any hope that guys like you and me can ever have that kind of faith. Here is Pastor Wayne with a message entitled, Heroes of Faith.
But if you stay too long on this side, you will never see miracles or deliverance or healing or wholeness. Or you'll feel good because you can condescend on everybody. But after a while, the problem will be, it will find its way into you and will camp inside of you. And then the problems are not everybody else, it'll be yours. I heard a funny story about this Christian Portuguese. This Christian Portuguese was marooned on this island all by himself. For 20 years, there's this isolated island in the ocean that he was marooned on, 20 years. And when he was finally rescued, the rescuer saw that he had built three buildings. So the rescuer said, what are those three buildings? He said, well, the first one here is my house. I've lived in this house for 20 years. Oh, it's good. What's the second building? Oh, he said, that's why it's so hard to leave this island. That's the church I go to. It is such a nice church. Oh, what's the third building? That's the church I left. I don't like them. Okay. And you know, sometimes if we camp on this side, you can't even see the possibility of miracles. Everything is a problem. And we just keep bailing and bailing and bailing and bailing. And really the problem starts to find itself in, wedges itself in, anchors itself in us. So then everything you see is through a certain filter, a lens, that everybody's got problems. So we recognize people's problems a lot. But I tell you, this is in your marriage and your family and your relationships. Here's a tip of faith. Faith is, as soon as you recognize you got a problem, move as quickly as you can to the resolution side. I guarantee you, you will see the hand of God working in mighty ways. But if you spend too long here, you won't see the hand of God. I was laughing about my wife. You know, before Abby went to college, she had some warts on her hand and she had to have some wisdom teeth taken care of. So we said, hey, let's do this. Let's just have them taken care of before she goes to college and get it all done. So we made an appointment with the dentist to get her wisdom teeth taken out. And we had an appointment in the day scheduled to get the warts burned off or frozen off or whatever, chainsawed off. I don't know what they do. So they remove warts, you know. So it's all settled before she goes to college. Well, one day, because it's pre-adolescent warts, you know, they kind of go away sometimes. Abby came in the kitchen. She said, Mom, look, two of the warts are gone. And Anna said, no, no, cannot. We got it scheduled to be taken off. No, we got it scheduled at the doctor. And I laughed and I thought, yeah, you cannot have miracles happen because we got it scheduled for the doctor to do that. You cannot let that happen. Sometimes when we're on this side a long time, it's like we can't even see the possibilities of this. Here's a neat thing about just a tip on problems. If you have faith, you'll still have problems because the Bible says in the book of John 16:33, he says, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I'll give you the edge. I have overcome the world. So what do you do then? Then move as quickly as you can from the negative side of the problem to the resolution side. But you have to make that choice. You see, God promises to heal. That's His responsibility. Ours, we decide how long it's going to take. If you want a problem to linger for 10 years, guess what? It will linger for how long? 10 years. If you want this thing to be over in 1 week, 3 weeks, it'll be over in 3 weeks. It's up to you. Well, I get upset and the problem is there. Uh-huh. But get over it at a certain time. What do you mean? See, the Bible says, don't let the sun go down on your anger, which means, yeah, we will be angry, says James, but do not sin. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. In other words, we're human. We're going to have the emotional pull on us when there's a problem, but put a timeline on it so you get over the bridge and get over here and start seeing the miracles at work, the innovation, the creativity, the forgiveness. This is where it all happens. Move over. But you have to make a choice. Choice. Choice is a powerful gift that God has given to you and to me. A choice to say, I want God's best in my life. I've settled that. I'm not going to go any other way. It's just how it is. You can make that choice, or you can choose not to. Choice. It's a powerful gift. If you steward choice wisely, it will give you a bright future. Just think of choice as a gift. Because if you think of all of the creation, not too many does God give the power of choice. But He's given it to His children. Listen, it is so powerful, you can use choice to veto God. Think about it. Pharisees did it. They rejected God's purposes for their life. They were given the power to do that. You think, what? Yeah. If you steward choice wisely, it will give you a bright future. If not, it will kill your future. If you steward choice wisely, it will bring God's blessings or it'll bring wrath. It'll bring benefit or it'll bring consequences. It's all with choice. It'll lead you to life or it'll lead you to death. Choice. I want to talk to you just for a little bit about the fact that faith is making choices to God's best and doing that consistently, even though you don't see the benefit of it yet, because it's still packaged in a promise, not a result. So what must we do? Would you write in number three? So steward choice, or the gift of choice, wisely. Steward the gift of choice wisely. That you know what God's best is for your life. Now I have a choice. Am I going to settle for less than that? Or am I going to say, no, I'm going to make decisions or choices that continually contend for that. And even though I don't get it, I'm going to make those choices today. Because choice is what faith is all about. And what I want to do is take faith off of the shelf way up there and bring it down to an everyday trust. Steward the gift of choice wisely. It's powerful. It may affect your future. You see, some time ago, when Anna and I were on the Big Island, we were having some problems, marital problems, wasn't my fault. And I remember one day thinking, if she wants to live that way, she can live that way. I'm just going to let her live that way. I'm going to do my thing. She can do her thing. I don't care. That's just how it's going to be. And I remember the Lord just speaking to me saying, Wayne, don't use your choice like that. Because you've just used your choice to live in your marriage with mediocrity. You're saying, that's the way I'm going to choose to do it. No, you have to make your choice to be used to want my best, not mediocrity, not below average. You can choose, but choose for the best. And now make decisions like that. You see, that's the hope. Choose the best, or want God's best. Faith is, now make decisions accordingly. What must you do? Are you going to go away or are you going to go home? You're going to talk or are you going to be silent? Make choices, because every time I make a choice towards God's best, you know what heaven sees it as? That's faith. Because faith is the assurance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. By this, men of old gained approval. For those who come to Him must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of those who seek Him. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without what? Without faith, making choices towards God's best on a daily basis. God says, you know what? Faith isn't something way out in space. Faith is an everyday trust, making choices towards God's best. And you do that consistently, there comes into your life a great assurance. Am I there yet? Nope, but I will be. Why? Because I know exactly the choices that I've been making, and I'm stewarding this gift correctly. Can we steward it poorly? Absolutely. I mean, I look at the lawyers and the Pharisees and how they stewarded choice poorly and rejected God's ways. And I look at the amount of people who take this choice that God has given to us, a gift, and they use it to veto God. And I think, oh, Lord, I remember writing in my journal. I said, God, if you knew that I would misuse choice, if you knew that, then why do you give me choice at all? Why don't you just take choice away, because we're going to misuse it against ourselves? Why do you give us choice? And I just remember God saying to me, because love cannot exist without choice. Because you see, if you were forced to love God, it wouldn't be love. You have a choice. And God said, I didn't want robots for children. I wanted a love relationship with my children. So it must have a desire to choose God. If I took away that choice, it would not be love. I have to give you choice. So you steward it in such a way, you use choice to willingly serve God and obey Him. And God says, that is called love. God wasn't forced to come to this earth and redeem us, but the Bible says, but God so loved the world. Guess what? He had a choice, didn't he? He could have wiped us out. But even God had a choice. And did we deserve it? Nope. But He chose. And God says, that is defined in my dictionary as love. When you choose to do something. And love cannot exist. You might call it duty. You might even call it loyalty. But without a choice, you don't have something called love. So God is saying, I'm going to give you a choice because I want you to, here it is, the greatest commandment of all. I want you to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and by choice, love your neighbor as yourself. You see, God's given us a choice because that's the only way we can fulfill the greatest commandment of the Bible, to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And when you steward your choice that way, God says, whoo, you just did what the whole Bible's about. Because with that, men of old have gained approval. And so God gives us choice. And He says, now steward it well. Because you can use it to accept or reject. And when we choose to use it to obey God, God writes that down as not just obedience, love. Let's read the scripture and you'll see what I mean as we read out of the book of John 14. Let's read it. Go. Those who obey my commandments are the ones who... Stop right there and underline that whole thing. And let's read it again. Go. Those who obey my commandments are the ones who... Yeah. And because they love me, my Father will love them. And I will love them, and I will reveal myself to each one of them. Did you catch that? Those who obey my commandments are the ones who love me. The New American Standard says it this way. Those who have my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and disclose myself to him. You see, what God is saying is, when I choose to obey God, He writes it down in His definition as love. Because He didn't have to obey me, He chose to. See, here's the thing about choice. When you become a Christian, choice isn't taken away. You can still do whatever you want. Isn't that right? That's the freedom in Christ. You can go right now and do whatever you want to. I remember right after I became a Christian, I was in a party with some of my old rock and roll friends. And without me realizing it, they started passing this big old doobie around, man. Just people just, you know, puffing and puffing on this thing. And it came around to me and they said, here. And I said, oh, no, thank you. Oh, that's right. You're a Christian now, aren't you? Your religion doesn't let you do this. And I said, no, it doesn't have anything. Oh, yeah, because you can't do it because of your religion. They kind of poking at me. And I said, no, I can do it. Okay, here. I said, no, I don't want to. What do you mean? Well, I don't want to. See, I used to like, but now I don't. My heart has changed. My choice is still there. And now I'm going to choose better today than I did last year. And I could just hear the Lord say, that is an act of faith. Because you are using or stewarding your choice better today than you did last year. You are growing in faith. Because he who has my commandments and keeps them, he is the one who loves me. And you know what God logged it down as? Wayne loves God. Why? Because I made a choice. I didn't have to, but I willingly did so because I'm committed to God's best in my life, and I'm going to make choices that cooperate with that. And God says, that's faith and that's love. Ah, now I'm starting to get it. Yeah, because God says, without choice, love does not exist. So when I start making right choices, you're going to have a chance today to make all kinds of choices, to steward choice in one way or another. You can choose to retain a bad attitude, retain anger against someone. You can choose to do something, or you can say, no, I can, but I'm going to use choice to do this. And God says, there you go. That's faith, and that's called loving God. Well, my wife can do whatever she wants to, and I will too. I'll do my own thing. Now, I can choose to live that way, but that's not God's best. We're going to work this out. I'm going to move to the resolution side. God says, you know what that means? You love God with all your heart, and you love your neighbor as yourself, because love is making choices towards God's best in another person's life. You are now understanding what it means to love your neighbor and love God. Why? Because you're stewarding choice better today than you have been yesterday. And that's what the heroes of legendary faith did. They simply made choices for God at every turn. And God is saying, they are the ones who love me. Let me finish with a story that I told before about when my choice was really challenged. And this was right after I became a youth pastor. And I had spoken at a conference for youth, and then they wanted to treat me to kind of a real swanky hotel. And I must have been 28 or so. This is about 10 years ago. And and so they dropped me off at this swanky hotel. Now, what I didn't know, and probably what they didn't know, was that this was the hot spot for all of these escort ladies. You know what I mean? And but we didn't know that. And so I had a whole night free to myself because the plane wasn't leaving till the next day. And so all by myself in this foreign place, swanky hotel and escort women. And so I go down to the restaurant and the person says, how many? And one. And she seats me at this very nice table off to the side. So I'm eating and this beautiful lady comes and she's dressed very smart, very, very, she's babe. And she came over and she sat down. I thought she was like the manager of the hotel because she just sat down. She said, how are you tonight? I said, oh, good. She said, do you like this hotel? I said, yes, it's very nice. She said, do you like the food? They have good food here. And I thought, yeah, she must be like quality control for the hotel or something. So I said, yeah, this is really good food. And she said, how's your room? I said, it's a beautiful room. She says, does it have a bed, one bed or two beds? I said, one. She said, yes, it's very nice. And what floor are you on? So I'm thinking, whoa. And I'm thinking, and I'm talking to her. And then I realize after a few more very personal questions, are you here alone? When are you leaving? How long will you be here? Do you have anything going tonight? Would you like to do some things tonight? We have many activities here at the hotel. So then I, you know, ding, 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 ding. She is not the manager. Ding, 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 ding. But she is working. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, what? And then I realize, I've got to make a choice. Now, please don't write me letters like I'm a, you know, ditzel or anything. But I tell you, things came through my mind just like yours would go through your mind. And I'm thinking, no, I can't do this. No, but she's real pretty. No, but I can't do this. But nobody knows I'm here. Yeah, but God does. Yeah, but he's gracious. And I said, woof, 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 woof. Don't look at me like that because you guys would think the same thing. And then it just, I mean, just in nanoseconds, you know. And then I had to make a choice. I had to make a choice. Either I'm going to let this go on and get caught in the web, or I've got to make a choice to cut this right now. And I thought, oh man, this is, well, let's see. And then I thought, do I want God's best for my life? Yes. Am I going to make choices towards that? Yes. That's called faith. Use your choice wisely. Steward it well, because it's very powerful and will affect your future for the positive, for the negative, right now. What are you going to do? I looked at her and I said, excuse me. And I took off. I ran up to my room and I clicked all the locks on the door, put the do not disturb, you know, click, 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 click. I jumped on the bed, opened my Bible and said, God, talk to me. Was it something that my hormones wanted? No, they were screaming bloody murder. But I had to make a choice and steward choice wisely, because it's very powerful. And you know, at the time, although there was all kinds of warring going on inside, on the inside of my flesh, I tell you, I look back on it now and I thank God I stewarded choice in that way. Each of us will have that chance, even today, in smaller things, medium things, larger things. But what God is saying is this: every single one of us can be heroes of legendary faith when you steward choice wisely, and God's best will come to pass, because He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Amen. 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 Let's stand together. Thank you. Heroes of legendary faith. It's not only in Hebrews chapter 11. It's expanded right into this church, that here in this place can be heroes of legendary faith. And God would not have sent us these mentors if He did not mean for us to arrive at that kind of faith. Please, please know that God's purposes for you are the best. Does He want to take away things? No, He wants to give you things. But we get to, with our choice, do it God's way. Just do it God's way. Some of you are to a place where you say, but Wayne, what if I kind of went the wrong way already? Here's a beautiful way to undo mistakes, and it's called repentance. Do you know one of the most powerful weapons against the devil? Repentance. Because when God's people repent, nothing He can do. Because then the blood of Jesus covers you, gives you a new beginning, and the devil can't go through the blood of Christ. But if I defend or blame or excuse, that's easy for him. It's a veneer. The devil comes right through that. The blood of Christ, nope. It requires repentance. The greatest, most powerful weapon against the enemy of our souls is repentance. Be willing to do that. And then God will give you and me another chance to make choices, or steward choice, better today than we did yesterday. And you'd be surprised how all of heaven writes down love. These people here in this church know what it means to love God and to love one another, because they're people of legendary faith. You'll have chances to do that today. Steward choice wisely and watch how God's best comes to pass. I guarantee you. Let's pray. Father, thank You so much for loving us like You do, because we know that and are committed to that. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's our choice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God with a clap offering, would you? Thank You, Lord. Help us to do that more every day.
You have just heard a message entitled Heroes of Faith by Pastor Wayne Cordero. Thank you for listening. Until next time, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best, and aloha.